This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Remember last week we spoke to the police who are sounding a warning about scams involving online shopping as we draw closer to Black Friday. Of course, everybody looking out for that big bargain. South African shoppers and like shoppers all over the world, will be scrambling for those bargains. But cyber criminals have special scams of their own in store. Now, this year, more South Africans will, of course, opt for online shopping and searching for those bargains rather than going to those long queues in store for their looking to make a big score. But there is a warning yet again to be extra vigilant, knowing that need to know how to spot dodgy deals and scams. And that has never been more important than at a time like this. Let's speak with the Chief Executive Officer at ESET Southern Africa, a software solutions company, Kerry van Vlaanderen. Good morning and thank you very much for talking to us.
Morning. Wonderful to be sharing hopefully some good tips with you guys about cybercrime and what you can do to be safe and actually enjoy shopping online.
Yeah, so I mean, what's the basic guiding principle here? I mean, especially for people who are accustomed to shopping online, who obviously would be more comfortable because feeling like this is something that I've done before, and quite maybe perhaps less vigilant in terms of where they shop.
Absolutely. So we're all about protecting progress. So shopping online, I don't know about you, it's changed my life. I love doing it. And I actually think it's safer than physically going to the shop. But what I think people need to do is remember to educate themselves, but more importantly, their families, especially those, like you say, that are used to shopping online, know these scams, but not necessarily, for example, your mom and all of that. So what we do is just make sure that everybody understands that the biggest scams that are out there, and there are about four for 2020 that really stand out to us. And with them, there's obvious ways to circumvent them. I'll be happy to share the details of them. Kind of phishing scams. Have you heard about the phishing scams before?
I have heard of phishing. Yeah. I've heard of phishing. Yeah, but let's tell us more about some of the more less obvious ones, because some I think you can just see this is someone taking chances.
Absolutely. So phishing scams are something that goes through email. So that's don't click on any links and emails. And those have been around for 100 years, and you would have heard about the banking phishing scams kind of every time you log into your banking. But similarly, they also do that in WhatsApp. And I don't know about you, but I use WhatsApp a lot. Mm. So to me, it's kind of one of the most enticing links to click on because you're busy and you get a message from your this group and a school group, blah, blah, blah. And again, the cyber criminals are looking for financial gain mostly, either that or trying to steal your information, and they're using these links in WhatsApp as well. So just like in the phishing scams on emails, they send kind of a WhatsApp link, and you know what? All of these look quite legitimate, just like the emails. It's very difficult to spot if they are legitimate or not, and that's why we just say kind of in phishing emails or any emails or WhatsApp, just do not click on any links. And you know what? They're also doing it in social media scams as well. We've seen that as kind of one of the top three as well. And these guys will actually, base their decision or push on you by enticing you with some really nice designer goods. And that's what you mentioned as well. Everybody's really excited to buy a beautiful handbag, especially around something like Black Friday, because you think it's an amazing deal, but actually it's a fake deal and you're giving your money to the cyber criminal. So that's a really big one to look out for. I'm not massively on social media, but majority of youngsters are, and that's the group that's got this disposable income to spend.
And now in terms of the savings that are being offered, is there something that should be like, I don't even know whether you can speak of an average, because the thing is with Black Friday deals, there are some that can be ridiculous, get savings of more than 50% off. Is there a way of spotting those too good to be true deals?
Absolutely. So when it says too good to be true, it usually really is. And what I say is, instead of clicking on a link or anything, like, go to the legitimate website, do a little bit of research, find reviews of the product beforehand. So, for example, the fast-moving goods are very unlikely to be having a massive discount, because obviously their margins are really low. And what I always say, it's a little trick somebody taught me a few years ago, is start loading your cart now. And then when you on a reputable site, you'll be able to see, is this a legitimate amount or is it not? Because then you can go back and check reviews about the actual original price. Because often these retailers will position it that it looks really enticing. So make sure that you don't get enticed to click on these too good to be true items, because absolutely it is.
Mm. And what about the actual payment methods? You know, is there somewhere there that could be telltale signs that maybe you are dealing with a scam when it comes to processing the payments?
I would be very careful about paying anybody that you don't know and not through a legitimate site. So any kind of service that doesn't have an OTP, which is a one-time password, mm-hmm. or something that doesn't have any authentication, so you logging on and authenticating that you're a legitimate person and that they are, I'd be very wary about. EFTs I almost would never do, because unless you know the person, you'll never be able to get any money back. Whereas with credit card payments, there is some kind of recourse. If you find out that is a fraudster, you can block the payment on a credit card. Mm-hmm. But on an EFT, it's kind of, if it's gone out your bank and you've authenticated and said you wanted to pay that person, you almost have no recourse as well.
Once they've drawn the money, it'll be gone.
Absolutely, it's just gone as well. And you know, if you use a payment service provider, I know not everybody has credit cards, but majority of online stores will have a payment service provider that allows you to pay in various ways, like a SnapScan or anything else like that, that you don't need a credit card for. And I know it's really enticing, but really try as much as you can to use the legitimate ones. And again, look at reviews if you can online. Majority of the really good payment service providers will have a list of their legitimate sites. Again, as well, when you're going to any kind of site that you're buying off, go into your browser and type in the web address. Don't click on any links, because often you'll click on a link thinking it's legitimate and it's a fake website, and you actually are paying the cyber criminals this amount of money, and of course you'll never get the good. So initially, I know it sounds difficult, to go into the address and type it in yourself.
And one that the police, when we spoke to them, flagged, which seems like a very obvious one, but apparently there's a surprising number of people who still fall for it, is the idea of, like, people, especially who try to buy off this Facebook market and all of that, where they end up having to go and meet in person with this buyer and then end up find themselves robbed.
Yes. You know, again, we like to say protecting progress, and I think it's a wonderful platform. I've actually used it myself, but there are very big tips with Facebook. Make sure that you're not physically going to be there on your own. It's actually better to meet in a public place. And again, the payment side of that is really difficult. Try and also to use a payment service provider. I know it's not easy, and South African Facebook doesn't necessarily offer it. It is offered overseas. But just make sure that you're not putting yourself in a position, just like you would in any situation, be alone with somebody you don't know. And absolutely, these people are strangers to you. And I think it's a wonderful place to use and share secondhand goods. But really be vigilant about how the payment is made, and make sure your payment is upfront rather than cash. I know it is enticing to get cash, but it really is not really a safe way to do it.
Thank you so much, Kerry van Vlaanderen, CEO of at EZ Southern Africa, a software solutions company. I appreciate your time this morning.
Great chatting to you. Have a wonderful Monday.
You too. So there you go. You have been warned. You know, I think, as I said, for me, a rule of thumb when it comes to these things, just like how you avoid fake news and that kind of thing, is that if it's not a site that you are accustomed to using or that you've used previously, stay clear of it. You know, it's just too risky. I mean, I know I thought I had been scammed, because I was not somebody who shops. I don't shop a lot online. But came across something that I thought was very nice, and I thought, ah, man, let's jump on this one. And it took so long for me to get the product that I was buying that I thought, like, I've been hit. Fortunately, it wasn't a lot of money, and the product did eventually arrive.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.